JMI Wealth, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Very, very good morning, Mike.
How many bathtubs worth of cash do you reckon NVIDIA have? I mean, it's just the money is unbelievable, isn't it?
Mike, I don't even know. Adjectives escape me. I mean, quite remarkable numbers here in the last 24 hours. And I suppose one of the drawbacks of having been involved in this game for as long as I have, I look at some of these numbers and I just can't help being a little bit worried. When things are too good to be true, you start to worry. We're talking about NVIDIA. We mentioned this yesterday morning. We're in the middle of US reporting season and the mega cap stocks, the Magnificent Seven, have been under the spotlight, none more so than NVIDIA. Now, out there, if you don't know, NVIDIA's computer chips and importantly makes chips that are driving growth in AI. And it really felt like this was the bellwether result. And what a result. And the statement here, I think, from NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, he of the famous black leather jacket, says it all. This is what he said. Accelerated computing and generative AI have hit a tipping point. A tipping point that is being reported all around the world. Demand is surging worldwide across companies, industries, and nations. It's amazing. The company, isn't Mike, is now worth a staggering $1.9 trillion. And this statistic is hard to believe. Quarterly sales have now tripled from a year ago. It's hard to get your head around that. I mean, they beat analyst expectations. Not only that, they raised guidance. Revenue for the quarter, $22.1 billion. That was ahead of market expectations. They're now forecasting $24 billion of sales this quarter. And the question is, you know, just how far can this momentum go? I mean, Mike, overnight, and the session hasn't closed yet, so we can't say this, but this is the share price has gone up 15% for a company that was already massive. It's the biggest single increase in market value in a stock and market capitalization in history.
Wow.
Now, Meta set this record. Remember when Meta went up about 20%, yep, you know, a few weeks ago? It's gone up almost $230 billion in value in this session alone. I mean, this is absurd. I mean, what sort of world do we live in? You know, we live in a world where we can't get trains to run, and this company's up $230 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's dragged the whole NASDAQ up. It's just remarkable, Mike, just remarkable.
Right. Bring it back home, airport yep. and Air New Zealand.
Yeah, let's pivot back to normality, back to the New Zealand results announcement. So Auckland, look, there were lots of announcements yesterday, Mike. I mean, we need a business hour. Get your boss back here and we'll talk to Jason about a business hour. Sky City reported, Precinct ordered, Genesis ordered, but let's talk about Auckland Airport. First half results, solid. The good old adjective, solid. Passenger growth has picked up on the international network. Those COVID disruptions, they're disappearing into the shadows of history, thank God. Revenue is much higher than last year. The operating result was in line with market expectations. Net profit after tax, though, but better than expected. Lower interest expenses there. Retail performance, the shops at the airport, that's going really well. Performance is good. Passengers are spending on their way through the airport. They've retained their guidance for underlying net profit of 260 to 280 million in FY24. Look, an interesting detail, Mike, and this was foreshadowed by Air New Zealand. They've lowered their forecast numbers of international passengers. So that's gone from 10.6 million to 10.3 million. Because, Mike, because economic headwinds are at play. As if we didn't know. North America was a highlight, so that's good. Look, we know there's a verbal stoush going on between them and Air New Zealand. There's no indication this will finish. The capital expenditure is going on with gusto at Auckland Airport. Share price was up 10 cents yesterday. And Air New Zealand, they had pre-warned. Similar themes in the Air New Zealand announcement to Auckland Airport. Earnings, $185 million, down from 2023. Passenger revenues, 21% up, though. That's good. $3.1 billion. Significant ramp up in capacity across the international network, but as flagged in their guidance, trading environment going forward is going to be tougher. So the added frisson yesterday, Mike, Air New Zealand may raise prices. Mm. So I can feel a shudder of excitement from travellers out there wanting to go to Whanganui and Palmerston North. You're going to pay more for the privilege. Non-fuel expenses have been going up for years, apparently. It's having a significant cost, a significant impact on the cost of providing air services. They're reviewing fares capacity to better reflect ongoing cost pressure.
I need
share price stable.
I need some numbers.
Oh, and get a load of this. Get a load of this. The Dow Jones is up 273 points, 0.7%, 38,885. The Shanghai Comp, the S&P 500 is up 83 points, 1.7%, 5,064. And the NASDAQ is just going off. It's up 2.5%, 387 points, 15,968. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.29%, 7,684. The Nikkei up over 2%, I think almost a record high there, 39,098. Shanghai Composite up 1.27%, 2988. The ASX 200, 7611, small gain. The NZX 50, we had a great day yesterday. Big bounce in Fletcher Building yesterday, Mike. We were up 0.86%, 100 points, 11,690. One Kiwi dollar on wholesale markets, 0.6186 US, 0.9451, stronger there against the Aussie, 0.5720. 0.4891 pounds, 93.18 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,021. Brent crude, $83.66. What a morning, Mike.
What a morning, what a week. What an analyst. Andrew Kelleher, you have a good weekend. JMIWealth.co.nz.